You're on the top of your testament base. Omar Rava, my time in Derb Elezer, right, that holds that you need 2 days minimum in order to be able to have a Korban Tumah and to go through the whole process of a Nazir Tumah. You need at least 2 days Tahor and then become Tumah. Omar Kra, ki Timei Nizro, Mishum de Betuma Nazir. So Rava says that Rebbe Elezer only said his din when you became a Nazir when you were Tamei. But if you were a Nazir Tahar and became Tamei, this halacha doesn't apply. And he learns from a pasuk, Yitimei Nizro, Mishum de Betuma Nazir, that he became a Nazir when he was Tamei, then you need Yomim Harishonim. Then you need 2 days minimum. Eishli Abaya, Hareini Nazir Meya Yom, the nitma b'tchilas meya, yochol yehi soser. The person said he's the nazir for 100 days, and became tamei immediately at the beginning. So yochol yehi soser, I might think, and here he was a nazir tahar. That is, he became a nazir, but not when he was tamei. So I might think it should be soser. Talmud lomer v'hayomim harishonim yiplu atshul yomim rishonim. V'zein lo rishonim. This is Rebbe Elezer, and you see it applies even where he's a nazir tahar to begin with. Nitma besof mea yochel yeh soser, if he became tamei at the end of the 100 days, I might all 100 days. Talmud lomer v'hayomim harishonim yiplu mechlal deik achronim. There are rishonim and achronim. Here there's no achronim because there's nothing after. He's on the last day. V'zein lo achronim. Nitma biyom mea choser achas, if he became tamei on the 99th day, right? Yochel lo yehi soser. I might think that it's not soser either because he doesn't have 2 days left. My Talmud lomer v'hayomim harishonim yiplu mechlal deik achronim v'zei yesh lo rishonim v'achronim. You don't need 2 days in the end. Even 1 day in the end is enough. So therefore, v'ha b'tamei shenazer v'mos yisamras. You can't say it's talking over here. The guy was tamei to begin with. Miktani hareini nazer meya v'nitma b'tchilas meya. Says he became tamei at the beginning of the 100 days, but not he was tamei when he made the nether. Uktani ad shul yomim rishonim tiyufta. Enochanami, this is a kasha and rava, tiyufta and rava, and Rebbe Elezer said his din both by a nazir who was tamei when he made the nether, and a nazir who was tahar when he made the nether. You always need a minimum of 2 days to go through the process of being a nazir tamei. See Rashi, Omar Rava. My time of the Belezer, Aliba de Ula, Omar Krova, Hayomim Harishonim, Michlal de Ika Achronim, the Ze Ein Lo Achronim, the Fichach Ein Ososer, Kula Nelishvoshim. Then when he's Tommy on the last day, it only Soser 30, you only have to have 30 more days. You don't have to go through 100 days again. The Belezer, the Tame, Kedamrim, Pirka Kama, Zos Torres HaNazar, give him a Torres Nazar, Beyond Melos, right, on the day where he's, what's it called, completes the Naziris, if he became Tamei, he's not Soser the whole Naziris, only 30 days, says he has to have a new Naziris of 30 days. Nitmi Yomeh Choser Achas, but if he became Tamei on the 99th day, the Hashta Ikatrei, Mixus Yom Tzadik Tes, the Chol Yomeh. Here there's a portion of the 99th plus the whole 100th day. Midiktani Hareni Zarza Meh Yom, and Nitma Betchilas Meh, the Hainu Bobi Yom. Uktanish yiulo yomim rishonim. You need two days minimum to be able to have that process of doing soser. Alma shamina mihadu benazir tor shenit manami yom Rebbe Elezer debain in yom rishonim. The tiyufta de ula. So Zakashan ula who said that Rebbe Elezer only said his din by a nazir that was tamei to begin with. Okay, let's go on. Omerle Rav Papal Abaya, Halein Yomin, Kedekamrinon. Right? What does it mean you need 2 days? The Nofechad Maschilin Trey, you need a portion of 2 days. In other words, 1 day plus a portion of the second day, and that's called 2 days. Dilma, the Nafkin Trey Maschilin Talto, you need 2 full days, and the third day has to start. You need 2 full days. So you're into the third day already. Lo Havi Biyodis, he didn't know the answer. Also Shaila, the Rava, so he went to Rava. Amarle Yipluksiv. Right? So we'll see there's 2 different kirsols here, what exactly the answer was. We'll learn what it says in the Gemara, and then we'll see the Rivan says 2 different kirsols. Yipluksiv. Mashma, what's it called? That you need two, any two. V'yitzrich l'michtav yomim, v'yitzrich l'michtav yiplu. How to say both? Yomim, yishonim, yiplu. Yiplu is also plural, so I know also two. So why does he mean both? Because of Rachman yomim v'lo kosov yiplu havemena adenofik train v'aylin tauta. That's the first girsa. That really is the second girsa in the Rivam, but that's one girsa. Right? If it would have said yomim and not said yiplu, I would say you need 2 full days. 2 days into the third day. Kosov Rachmana Yiplu, right? That anyway, any plural. So even 1.5 is a plural already. So you don't need 2 full days. The Kosov Yiplu, the low Kosov Yom, if it only said Yiplu and didn't say Yomim, Havi Aminu Afei Luchad. Right? Yiplu could mean even 1, and it's going on Stam Naziros. And whatever Nazirim made a nether, their first days should be go down. But it's only 1 day even for each specific Nazir. Because of Rachmana Yomim, no, you need at least 2. But you don't need 2 full days. This is the girsa we have. You don't need 2 full days. Yiplu means any amount of ribui, which is even 1.5 days, is enough. Okay, so we've gone. This is another girsa here. So according to this, you don't need 2 full days. The maskon is you don't need 2 full days. Okay, Rashi. Halein yomim de bo'inen, aliba der belezer, ma pikhad umaschilin train, sheomid biyom sheni kishenitma. 2 days means 2 partial days, 1 day plus a part of a second day. Oh, nafkin train umaschilin tauta, biyin shnei yomim shleim. Well, you need 2 full days. You're already starting the third day. Omerle yipluksiv, demashra lahavin train benefila. We could go on the nafkin train violent class. So the first gear says not what we had said, the opposite. That the Gemara's answer was Yiplu means you need 2 full days. That's what Yiplu means. The ikos of Rachmana Yomim v'lo kos of Yiplu ela v'hayomim harishonim yalzov ha'vimeinu ha'idich siv yomim mashmik on the nofichad violent tray. Just the opposite. From Yomim I would say you only need 2 parts of the days. 2 days, but you don't need a full day. Even a part of a day is called a day. V'afilu hachi ha'kayim yomim. It's already into the second day. Kosov Rachmana Yiplu, the Mashmi Yom Shleimim. This, according to this Girsa, Yiplu means full days. The E Kosov Yiplu, the low Kosov Yomim, have Yamin Afiluchat. It said Yiplu, and it didn't say Yomim, I would say the Yiplu was going on Stam Nazirim, and even 1 day is enough. Kolomer have Yamin, the Hai Dixiv Yiplu, Mashma Kulu Yomim Shikvar Mona. O Arbo, O Talta, O Train, O Chad, any amount. Right? Whatever it is. The istum of farshe ikos of yiplu v'lokos of yomim havi amena haidich siv yiplu afilu chad mashma v'haidich siv yiplu an nazirim di almakoi. It's going on stam nazirim, right? Any days that any nazir would count, so it's plural because it's going on all nazirim, but not on the amount of days. Kolomar v'nofichad v'aylin trei v'kayim lo yiplu. Right? And therefore, I would say that you mekayim it even if it's not 2 full days. Loshen Acher, that's the first girsa. Second girsa, the opposite. The ikos of Rachmana Yomim v'lo kos of Yiplu have Yamina adinafkin train v'aylin t'las. If it would have said Yomim, if it would have said what's it called Yiplu and not Yomim, I would say Yiplu means 2 full days. The opposite of what we said before. The beis Yomim shleim v'inim. Ikos of Yiplu v'lo kos of Yomim have Yamina dafilu chad. No, if it would said Yomim and not Yiplu, I would say it means 2 full days. Yiplu comes to tell me any amount of a plural, which even 1 and a fraction day. And if it said Yiplu only and didn't say Yomim, I would say it even 1 day, right? The Yiplu mashman nefila, but you can nefila the chad yoma, even 1 day. Lohachi kosov rachmana yomim the boina nofi chad violent trace. According to this, the maskana is that you only need 2 partial days. You don't need 2 full days. That's what you learn from the things. Okay. Go on. Mishnah. Mishnah Nazir Nazirus Harbe. The person made a lot of Nazirus. He made one after the other, right? He's Makabal himself, many Nazirus. The Hishlimes Naziruso, or he made one big Nazirus, right? Or many small Nazirus. Doesn't make a difference. And then he finished all his Nazirus. The Akhraka, and he did this in Chutzlaritz. The Akhraka Bola Eretz, and he came to Eretz Yisrael. Beisham Mayomrim Nazir Shloshim Yom. We give him a knas, and he has to be a nazir for 30 days. Since he was a nazir in Chutz La'aretz, and Chutz La'aretz anyways, tumas ha'amim, so he has to have a 30-day nazirus. It's a knas, 30-day nazirus in Eretz Yisrael. Beisilul omrim nazir b'tchila. He has to start all again. Whenever Naziris Makabu Kabu Naziris for 7 years, he has to have another 7 years. Maisu behilni amalka, shaholach benoal milchama, hilni amalka was in Chutzlaritz, and her son went into the army. V'omrim yovo b'ni min amalchama b'shalom, to come back from the war safely, ehen nazira sheveshanim, I'll be a nazira for 7 years. Ba'u ba' b'no min amalchama, and he came back safely. She made her Naziris for 7 years in Chutz La'aretz. And after 7 years, she came to Eretz Yisrael. And the Beis Hillel said that she had to be a Nazira for 7 years. And at the end of the 7 years, she became Tamei. And then it sosur all her 7 years. She had to have another 7 years. She needed to be Nazira for 21 years. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, she was only Nazir for 14 years. We'll see how that, the Gemara explains how that comes out. Why not 21? Why only 14? Okay. Sirashi. Lema Baha. No, we didn't get it. It's the Gemara. Okay.